This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Knowing is Knowing. I'm your host, Rashad Young, and I...
No, don't like that.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Knowing is Knowing. I'm your host, Rashad Young, and as always, I appreciate you all tuning in to another episode. Season 3, Episode 1. What has been going on? I hope all is well. I appreciate all the support, all the love, all the questions who have reached out, you know, asking, like, what's going on with the pod? And just kind of stopped abruptly. I find myself always in this vicious cycle. Here we go again, right? Life is very complex, and I think I run into the same cycle over and over where I feel inspired for a period of time, and then I just want to just hide and avoid everything. And I want to really break that cycle, not necessarily break the cycle for the pod. I think just break the cycle for myself. I think what is really important is that everything in life has a purpose. I don't think that we have to work 100 miles per hour to achieve a goal, because in life there are going to be things that just throw us off our course. We're going to experience hardships. We're going to experience up and downs. We're going to experience a lot of things that put us in different places and spaces. That's a fact. I think on the other end too, it is recognizing when those places and spaces are also being used as a tool to make an excuse. And I often find myself in that space of recognizing that I have very much a privilege that other people may not have. Just having a roof over the head, a stable job, all the beautiful things that I think some people would love to have, some people may complain about. But either way, I think the biggest thing is that I know that there is a large amount of time that I have in these spaces, no matter how busy I am. I have a little bit of freedom that other people may not have. I don't have kids, right? I don't have an additional responsibility. I don't have dogs to care for, things of that nature. And so, you know, I've learned that using the term I'm busy isn't always the truth, right? I think we prioritize what is important to us when it is important to us. If we don't have a clear objective and goal, that is when the term I'm busy is used as a reason for excuse. Now, again, I'm a realist. Hardship happens. Things happen. Life happens that puts you in those spaces. But for those who are waking up every single day, going through a cycle of repetitiveness and knowing that your life is not in a state of chaos or shock or despair, same 24 hours that you have today, you most likely will have tomorrow. And there's something that you have to find deep within yourself. If you want to make that change, if you want to do anything that's good for yourself or that you've been craving and desiring, that you have to make that step. And that is including myself. I think what I've known about me is that I haven't really always had a clear plan when making content. I've honestly have made content on a whim of how I feel. And that is honestly a terrible thing to do, because two things I know is true. Motivation is not real, and our feelings should not determine our actions. Those are the two pieces that will put us in a weird space and can also make some very impulsive decisions. And we don't need to do that. In the space of my own life and what I've been having going on, I've just been trying to get closer with God, really in a very interesting space with that. In the process of when this episode will come out, I will be baptized. I'll be baptized for the first time in my life, and really just trying to take that step closer with God and that journey with God, and really just trying to really just allow him to take control of my life. I think the biggest thing that I found myself struggling with is trying to be the chief command officer, the executioner, and all the things that control people's lives into my own. And I'm learning that that is also creating this sense of frustration, also a slight sense of entitlement to feel that I have to get to these places that I have a desire for. And maybe my desires aren't necessarily in line at this time with what God has purpose for me. That's a very harsh thing to admit. That's a very harsh thing to come about. But I do think that we have these different seasons in our life where we often are placed in different seasons for God to test us and to see how we're going to go through those things. If I give you this small thing, what would you do with it? How would you take advantage of it before you get this big thing? I think a lot of our goals that we have, a lot of goals that I have, or big and aspirational, and I have also learned that maybe I am not able to handle those big things because of how I'm dealing with the small things, right? And so it is really important that no matter where you are, that you have this self-reflection within yourself to just recognize what is it that you actually want, what is it that you truly desire, and how much of it is driven in self and honestly in a form of idolatry. And this isn't to go into a religious or historical doctrine of that, but I think where my struggle is, as somebody who has made content for a couple of years, have started over, made new pages, is that I, even much as I don't want to admit it, I find myself in the space of I am trying to live in a realm that maybe isn't necessarily meant for me outside of just being my authentic self. I think with content, you know, everything is, you know, driven off in trends and what's important and what's hot, what's popping, what's viral. And what I may want to talk about just may not necessarily be in that space at that moment in time. But the point of the matter is, it doesn't, that should not be my driving force for making content. I should not be trying to make content or to make podcasts to have a viral moment or to feel like people should idolize the life that I desire or idolize to be like me. Because at the end of the day, each of us all have individual great gifts that are meant to serve people and are meant to be explored and will kind of show itself in its own time. So I want to really stay true to myself moving forward. And what I want to talk about, and just also hopefully add some value into your life. So if it's one person, 10, 500, 10 million, 100 million, I think the importance is that I am staying true to myself more than anything else. And hopefully that you do as well. Remember that everybody's timing is different. Do not chase your chapter 18 to somebody's chapter 1. Or the other way around. Do not chase somebody's chapter 18 if you're at chapter 1. Your chapter 1 is your chapter. I know this is the time of year everybody talks about their winter arc. This is the winter arc, so everybody goes crazy and do all these things to prepare themselves for the next year. But I would challenge you to make not your winter. Don't make this just your winter arc. Make this the beginning of the arc of the life that you want for yourself, and also, more importantly, to serve it to the highest of what it is that you believe in that is important to you. Because that is important, to live to your highest self, to live to the highest vibration, to give a vibration that's so high to people in the world that people can see you shining, but more importantly, it gives you the opportunity to let your life shine, let your gifts shine. So that is what's important to me. We have time, but cherish it, prioritize it. More importantly, don't make excuses for the time that you have, because somebody else would love to have the amount of time that you have to accomplish the things they want to accomplish. So that is your warning. That is your time. That is your priority. I appreciate you all as always. Season's coming. We're going to just stay authentic. We're going to stay authentic and positive as possible. I do have some interviews coming soon. I will not even give you a false promise and say I don't know when. Just because, again, I know life happens and I just want to stay important to my journey, but also just make sure that I'm staying close to God and what is important for me. So I appreciate you all as always. Until next time, peace and God bless. Bang! Let's see how that looks.